This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And Allah put people in your life in order to test you. We've said that many times. Allah makes you cross the path of a person to test you. Will you be just and fair, or are you going to just vent and be a person who thinks that he is superior to everybody else? If that's the case, you won't achieve forgiveness that easily. Because another quality that is mentioned is al-musbilu. A person who lengthens his clothing well below his ankles, it is depictive of pride. So the quality that Allah does not like is the quality of pride. When you are a person who is full of pride and you are proud, where you belittle others, in that particular case, it's going to be tough for you to be forgiven by Allah. Allah says, I don't like the one who is proud and arrogant. The Quran says that. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. Allah doesn't like those who are, you know, haughty and they belittle others. They are proud. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when the Prophet sallallahu once said, لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ مِّنْ كِبْرٍ. He will not enter paradise in whose heart is even a mustard seed's weight worth of pride. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they questioned, they said, O Messenger, we love our clothing, we love our conveyance, meaning like we have vehicles today, right? We love our conveyance, we love our clothing, and so on, the homes and so on. What about that? So the Prophet ﷺ says, that is not a sign of pride. To have the best of clothing, to have the best of this and the best of that, is not the sign of pride. The sign of pride is when a person rejects the truth and belittles others. You treat them like rubbish, astaghfirullah. You treat someone like you are it and that person is nothing, dust. You ignore them. You treat them like they are not even human beings. Treat people with respect. Allah will forgive you.